Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open listeners up to new experiences and ways of thinking. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook plus 2 Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Members also have unlimited access to more than 100 audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more, all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars like Rachel Hollis, David Goggins, and Mel Robbins. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered daily to the Audible app. With the convenient app, members can access Audible anytime at the gym, while commuting, or on the go, and on any device. We'll always pick right back up where you left off. Audible also offers free and easy audiobook exchanges, credits you can roll over for a year, and a library you keep forever, even if you cancel. Explore all the ways listening on Audible can help improve mind, body, and soul with entertainment, information, and inspiration. You can get titles from your favorite iHeart talent, such as Chelsea Handler, Danny Shapiro, Charlamagne the God, and Bobby Bones on Audible. Start listening now with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus 2 Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/iHeart or text iHeart to 500-500.
My next guest is a wife, mother, the daughter of the greatest, Muhammad Ali. She's also an undefeated world boxing champion and fitness expert, a cookbook author, and the host of Homemade Simple on OWN Network. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, Layla Ali.
Hello.
How you doing, Ms. Ali?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I see you on TV. You stay on TV, which is a good thing. And every time I see you, I say, this girl is talented. You have a personality that's so engaging. And so you have this new show. And I went online and I watched 8 episodes of it.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you something. You 8 episodes. And first of all, before I started just babbling about the show, tell everybody from your perspective, what is Home Made Simple? 2-3 words, home, if you're talking about, well, and then it's the word made simple, where she's the host, and it's on the Oprah Winfrey Network. It's on Saturday at 9 a.m.
Yeah, so Home Made Simple, the show, has actually been on for 6 seasons. This
yes,
is
ma'am.
The 7th season. I'm the new host, so what we do is we go into people's homes. People who are very deserving, there's always like a backstory there that we share now with me being the host. And I go in there with a designer and a carpenter, and we make over a room for them and surprise them. And I also get in the kitchen with them and show them how to cook some recipes, some wholesome recipes for their family. So it's been a lot of fun. So the show went from half an hour to an hour, which gives us more time to actually share some of the amazing stories of the cast, of the people that are on the show.
Okay, as a fan, as a producer, let me tell you what I loved about the show. First of all, you know, The show have you crying in the beginning. You know, they set it up by introducing you to the family, the worthy family. And, you know, that approach is really cool because it got me hooked. You said, Rashawn, 8 episodes? Well, guess what? Right. You hooked me. Okay. You got me hooked. You know, you meet the family. I met the family, young lady with the colon cancer. The patio where her husband was dead, where they had all the setup all those years. They've been married 49 years, you know. He had died in 2016. Saw that show. I saw the show where, you know, they had the kids and it was homeschooling. And they had one bathroom. And, you know, the kitchen table and everything was the same. I met the bacon bits. You know, I saw that show, The Bacon Bits. And each one of these episodes, I enjoyed it because I was engaged with the whole process. And another reason I enjoyed the show, Layla, was the fact that your designers, I know Jonathan's, I think, is consistently on the show, but your designers were different. And it gave, I thought, a good point of view change for you, and I wasn't looking at the same people all the time. Do you think that's a key to the show as well?
Yeah, I definitely think it's nice to switch up the designers because, you know, for the viewers, it gives them something different. You don't always know exactly what to expect. Mm-hmm. You have your few constants that you can depend on, but then something changes, you know, along with the people whose homes that we're doing. And we have two carpenters, mm-hmm. Jonathan and James, and, mm-hmm. you know, so they switch back and forth. But I think it's nice to have different designers with different styles as well, you know, and match them with the right family so they're actually happy with what they get in the end, you know.
Yeah, well, I thought it was fun because I felt that you would never, you know, not say you would ever get bored, but it was like there was always a different level of communication with these different designers, and it kept your energy up. It kept your curiosity up. And
Oh,
you can say it. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. No, I was saying, oh, yeah, I was just agreeing with you. You know, for me, well, first of all, this is my first season doing the show.
Yes, ma'am.
So mm-hmm. Every time we went to shoot, you know, I was like, okay, what's this going to be like? What's this person going to be like? You know, because all the personalities are different, you know. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it makes the show more fun for everybody, I think.
And great. Now, there's a couple of things about yourself, you know, in your credit. I wanted to talk about, you know, being a fan of yours. I've known you many years. You did the Parkers with me in an episode when you was boxing, and I've always admired your professionalism. For one, was always amazing. But when I look at your resume now, it's talking about tips on management, managing your time. You know, I see the words wife, I see the mom, daughter of the greatest fitness expert, cookbook author, host of Homemade Simple. Can we talk about, you know, because this show I do, Money Making Conversations, about giving people tips to the secrets of success and giving them advice. When you see a person as diverse and multi-layered as you, how do you accomplish all these things and basically stay sane?
Well, for me, you know, it really is about putting your priorities in order. Mm-hmm. We hear that a lot because I have a lot of things that I want to do. I also have a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Which I added one more thing, which is called Layla Holmes Lifestyle. As you know, it's a lot of work. You know,
come on, girl.
So now you're dealing with.
Can you come on my show, Layla?
Yeah. Now you're dealing with trying to book guests. You know, you changed up the schedule and, you know, editing and all this stuff. So, and then I thought, what have I done now? Added one more thing, but I think it really comes down to putting your priorities in order. And for me, it really started with. And I've been doing this since I was very young, writing out my goals, my short-term goals, my long-term goals, and then from there, mapping out the plan and how I plan to get there, and that gets edited and changed along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have a good team of people around you, because nobody that you see in the public is doing it all themselves, because there just simply isn't enough hours in the day, and you got to learn how to delegate, you know. So for me, like I said, it started with me, though, you know, figuring out, because I have to, you get a lot of offers, you get a lot of different opportunities, and
right.
if you try to say yes to everything, you'll be all over the place.
Right.
I have to choose the things that I'm passionate about,
right?
When the going gets tough and when the work gets hard, I'm passionate enough about it where I'll be willing to do the hard work that it takes, because it's not easy, you know, it never is. No day is ever easy. Every day I wake up, it's kind of like, oh, God, how am I going to get everything done? You know, and I usually don't move on to the next day. That's just the story of my life. But for the most part, like I said, just knowing what I want to be passionate about, you know, what my goals are, and
uh-huh.
checking in with that list, you know, from time to time. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, there can be confusion and you can be unclear and you got to cut more things out or add more
right.
things in,
right.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I stay balanced.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, you added the word at your podcast. What exactly is your podcast? We kind of brushed through that real quick. So, and what platform is it on? Is it what?
My podcast is called Layla Ali Lifestyle. It's on Podcast One.
There you go.
And it's also available on iTunes. But pretty much, I'm talking about my health, wellness, parenting. You know, it's a holistic wellness. You know, trying to just be the best that you could possibly be, and it's very broad, you know. So I have a lot of just informational and inspirational conversations.
Yes, ma'am.
And so what I say is I'm on my quest to be the best that I can be, so I'm taking my listeners along with me. So I never come off to be, I'm the expert, I know everything, you know, I'm learning along the way. I know a lot more about certain things than the average person, but, you know, it's just a place for people to come and share and grow. And, you know, be inspired. So.
And that's important. And when you say those things about, you, because you have to have information. The thing I liked about this whole, because you have a book coming out, a cookbook coming out in January. And then this show used to be a half hour. And the name of your cookbook is Food for Life. Is that when they added the hour, was it part of the plan to bring your cooking in? And then I'm trying to get to, was that part of the plan to have the book come out in January? Because, you know, you're a planner.
I've known that about you. I am.
You know, you're a planner. Well, you don't just run it by accident, Layla. You're not an accidental person. Now, explain to people how you put that together. And then when we come back from break, we're going to talk about the actual book. But I know you're a strategist. You're a life strategist. Yeah. Explain to people how that worked out.
Well, I'm a strategist, and my business partner, Amber Noble Garland, is a strategist. So what happened is I had already been working on this book for a while.
There you go.
It was already slated to come out in January.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a step back. At one time, I was hosting like four different shows, and I was like, you know, I really cannot do the things that I want to do that I'm passionate about, like a book, while I'm hosting all these shows. So I cut back on the TV for about 11 months.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on getting my book done.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was done, I looked up and said, oh God, like, I need a platform. Like, I'm not even really, you know, how am I going to sell this book? You know, I need to get back on TV. And I just had a conversation with myself and with God, and I was like, man, bring me an opportunity. It's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A few days later, I get, you know, Amber called me and says, you know, that got called a call about possibly doing this show, which I wasn't that familiar with. And they actually, on the prior seasons, even though it was a 30-minute show, they had some cooking. It wasn't always consistent, I don't think, with every single show. I'm not really sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
But they had different chefs come in. It didn't really fit. You know, they kind of pop up out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So when they called me to do the show, they weren't even aware that I had a cookbook coming
out.
So when I was able to tell them, you know, they already thought I'd be the perfect host, but then when Amber was able to tell them, she actually cooks, and she actually has a cookbook, they were like, what? Wow, that's perfect. And then, of course, they gave us the opportunity, which was amazing, because it's not always that easy to get networks to let you promote your own personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They actually were willing and appreciative about, you know, they were actually appreciative that I had the book and willing to let me promote it. So every single episode, you know, I'm handing my book.
I know,
it on their website.
I saw eight episodes.
Already know. You know, as a business person, that's like,
that's gold.
Dream come true.
That's gold. Let's go. We come back. We're going to talk about that book, Food for Life. We're going to talk more about Homemade Simple. Layla, I'm proud of you. Thank you for doing my show. We'll be right back. Talk about, you know, because you know I can bake, Layla. I don't know if you know about that, but your boy's a baker, award-winning baker. We're going to come back. We'll talk about more. Rashad McDonald and Layla Ali, the greatest. Hi, Rashad McDonald. I'm back on the phone with Layla Ali. She's the author of Food for Life, which is coming out, I believe, January 28th of 2018. I'll be hitting bookstores. I'll be wanting a banner from you, Layla, so I can put it on my social media. 80% of my social media followers are female, and I'm sure they will be fans of your cooking. I post baking pictures all the time on my social media. So food is a big thing on my social media platform. So please engage yourself in my world when that book comes out, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, because, so tell us about, you know, because I've seen you cook on the show, and the thing I like about it is that you seem like a natural, seem like you're not stumbling around in the kitchen. You know, some people, you can just look at them, you know what I'm saying? You see some of these shows go, you know, you're just doing this show because they gave you the job. You can cook. You can cook. Now, you can straight out cook. Because, you know, you do, you know, you throw some salt in there, you're one of these people don't measure everything. You just know by feel. That's a cook. You know that, right?
Yes. Yes. Well, The thing is, I've been cooking since I was about 9 or 10 years old.
She don't tell her the truth.
So you get kind of, yeah, you get kind of comfortable in the kitchen, you know, when you've been cooking for that many years. So yes, I definitely. That's why I was able to go on Food Network on Chopped and win a couple times and all that, because trust me, with the pressure that's on you when you're cooking in a cooking competition, a serious competition.
Two times.
Don't
let's blow past that so quick. You were celebrity champ twice, okay? And I know about that competition show. That's not an easy show to win, you know what I'm saying? Because they put a lot of impromptu things, and they also ask you to get out of your comfort zone on certain episodes of cooking things like that. You have to, and you pulled it off twice. And that, and
definitely out of your comfort zone, because you don't know what your ingredients are, and you're not in your own kitchen. And then there's only a certain amount of certain items, so you might have something all planned out, and then somebody else took something you need, and you gotta do it. You start over. That alone, it's very mental. A lot of people, you gotta be mentally strong. You can't just know how to cook, because all kinds of sorts of things happen, you know, that'll throw you off. But it was a lot of fun. But yeah, I've been cooking for a long time, and the thing is that my cooking has changed over the years. And I think just being an athlete, being a mom, and knowing what I know about nutrition, I try to take the foods that I love, that other people love, and make them healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always, you know, trust me, it's easy. It's easy to just cook with a bunch of butter and a bunch of just putting whatever you want in the food and make it taste good, you know. So, you got to compare.
That's me
later. To
that's me now. I'm just.
Well, you know, because you bake, but that's different.
I'm high blood pressure king right here, girl. I'm high
blood. Oh, Lord. You know, the thing is, I don't bake. That's one thing, because baking, as you know, is a real science to it, and you got to have your measurements right and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I taught myself how to cook. So baking, I mean, you can teach yourself how to bake, but it's much easier when you have somebody show you some basic pointers and things like that. So, yeah, I've never, and thank God I don't know how to bake, because I love baked goods. So if I knew how to bake, boy, I would just be about 400 pounds.
Well, you know, but I'm just telling you, so, you know, even like you said, like I use non-salt butter, okay, non-salt butter. I use 2% milk. So, you know, I try to put that, but it doesn't even change the taste of the food. You know what I'm saying? So when I hear you, I joked earlier, but I also understand what you're saying is that you can bake tradition. You can, you don't have to ride out that old, you're going to die when you're 40 recipes, you know what I'm saying? Because of the fact that you just piling that grease in, putting that lard in them greens and all that stuff. So when you say, make it a little bit healthier. Like I just gave a couple of examples of 2% milk. I gave a couple of examples of no salt butter. What example of moving your recipes to a healthier format, but still maintaining the goodness of it and food for life?
Yeah, what I normally do is just, there's just some basic items that are just things that I would stock the pantry with. So I have healthier oils that I would cook with. So a coconut oil, avocado oil, grapeseed oil. There's so many different oils that you can cook with at a high temperature. You can bake with them. You know, coconut oil has a very distinct flavor.
Right.
So it does change the flavor of certain things. So some people would not want it. But depending on what you're using for your spices or your seasoning, you can cover it up and mask it really well.
Mm-hmm.
But just things like that, different flours, you know, rice flour, almond flour, coconut flour, you know, quinoa flour. And then there's ways that you can mix them where you can really you know, get the textures that you need. I do a lot of additives, like in my kids' meals, for example, like if I'm making spaghetti, you know, I don't have a lot of time, I'm not always going to just make my sauce fresh, but I can get a really good organic sauce, and then I can take vegetables and roast them really quickly, and then I'll blend them in my blender and then put them into the sauce so that the sauce actually has a lot more fresh vegetables in it. And I'm talking about like zucchini, you know, your onion, your celery, your garlic, all these things that, you know, kids aren't going to eat a lot of, but they need the nutrition from it.
Right.
I'll even take ground flaxseed and put it in things that I do bake and put it in, like you can put that in your taco meat. If it goes undetected, just to have that extra fiber to keep us using the bathroom like we need to, so we don't get clogged up.
Come on.
There's little things like that.
Hey, I'm over 50. I know about that conversation.
right. And then I just stay away from, you know, if I'm making mac and cheese, even though I know some people like to add, you know, a can of cheese soup or things like that, I try to stay away from you know, adding canned items and things with a lot of preservatives in them.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So that's all, just kind of bringing it back down to the basics and focusing on cooking whole foods and, you know. But like I said, even something as simple as the oils, because a lot of times people don't realize the oils will clog you up, you know.
And that's very true. And I think that when I look at your book, she's on the cover. It's a beautiful picture. She's wearing white. Food for Life is on the top. The book comes out January 23rd of 2018. January 23rd. Write that down. The book comes out. And so can they pre-order the book now, Layla? Or?
Yeah, the book is available for pre-sale, so people can order it now, but they're not going to get it until the 23rd.
And how would it go about? What would they go? Amazon?
You can go to Amazon.
Okay.
You can go to Barnes and Noble, and
okay,
then you
cool.
just place your order, and then it'll let you know. And I'm going to be soon. I'm putting together a pre-sale incentive.
Okay.
For people who order the book.
Okay.
They want to send. They'll be sending in their proof of purchase, and I'm gonna provide all that information. And I'm gonna give them my plan that I'm putting together right now, which is gonna be like a 7-day, you know, reboot get plan.
I love you, boy. You are
after
a planner, girl.
Honey,
you
would just look. After the holidays, everybody's ready to get back in order. So
come on now.
You're gonna get. Including myself.
New Year's resolutions come out the book, be at the top of the line with your resolutions. Now, with that being said, again, when you get that plan together, reach out there, tell your PR people, reach out to my PR people so I can support you in my social media, because I know, you know, you're a strategist and you don't win by last minute activity. And you notice the first of the year. This is when you're going to grab people, when people are looking for that opportunity to get their life right. Why not Layla? Why not me? Why not Food for Life? Come on over here. Let me help you out. So let me champion your cause on that, okay?
I will. I definitely will. I appreciate that.
No problem. We're going to wrap this up right quick. I want to let everybody know, on the phone, Layla Ali. She's the host of Homemade Central. Simple. Homemade Simple is on their own. That's the Oprah Winfrey Network. It comes on Saturday, 9 a.m. Check her out. It's a great show. I've watched 8 episodes this weekend. I binged 8 episodes. It's just the opening of the show when they describe the families is so engaging. And then when Layla shows up with the carpenter and the designer, it's so, and they just walk through the whole process because the designer has already met with them. So she kind of filling in Layla on the experience before Layla gets there. It's really a cool setup. And as a producer, I went, this is awesome. And then January 23rd, she has a new book out. A cookbook, because she won Chop, Celebrity Chop, twice. Twice. So she knows what she's doing. She's not just slapping her name on a book. And if you don't think she can cook, watch Homemade Simple. She'll show you she cooks every Saturday. Food for Life. Layla, thank you for calling me. A Podcast One, you can hear our show. Podcast One, Layla Ali, thank you for giving me time to let the world know how great you are.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. All the best to you as well, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. We talk soon, okay? Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.
You need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start off at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. And they're perfect for listening to all your favorite iHeartRadio podcasts on the go. So go to buyraycon.com/iHeart to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/iHeart for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/iHeart.